This summer, grad students from Indiana University's painting program got a hands-on introduction to the art world by showing their work at a New York gallery. How realistic are studio art students' expectations about making it out there? And what is the Academy doing to shape those expectations? WFIU Art's series about making art while making a living continues with this report from Yael Cassander.
It's often said that an artist creates because he or she has to. That sentiment might sound something like this.
Painting is an addiction, and like any addiction, you have to do what you can to sustain it.
Or this.
For most of us, anyways, I don't really think it's a choice. It's just something that chooses you.
The way that happens might follow Joe Kameen's trajectory. The MFA painter at IU Bloomington was on a full-ride computer science scholarship as an undergrad at Boston University.
I thought I wanted to work in the video game industry and that I was going to be a concept artist, maybe for movies or maybe do storyboards for television or something. One thing led to another, and I sort of realized that I was so much more in love with the actual making of the artwork than I thought I had been with the computer side, the technology side, or the entertainment side. And so I kind of quickly realized, like, all right, I think I want to be an artist.
You sort of go where it takes you.
Gabriel Phipps is visiting assistant professor of painting in the Hope School of Fine Arts at IU Bloomington.
But sometimes when that happens, when it seizes you, you're in for a rough ride.
Why rough? The ride involves a lot of time spent outside the studio, for starters.
We all have day jobs. Most artists do. Painters, artists working in any media, I think, tend to have day jobs. Some of us teach, others do, well, all kinds of things. You know, when I was living back in New York, I had a friend who's actually a world-famous rock and roll musician, and he has a day job, and he plays with Sonic Youth and has a day job as a bartender. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there are very, very few artists that are able to just make money off of their art.
Most of them think they're going to get some fabulous teaching job somewhere.
Betsy Stierrett is also on the fine arts faculty.
And maybe they will. A lot of them do. We do place a lot of our students. It's we have a very good record in the School of Fine Arts of placing our students in teaching positions. However, something they have to understand is not all teaching positions are the same. You might be teaching 6 courses a year, plus all the committee work and everything else you're doing. So it's not all about being an artist, you know. This is going to be a job, you know.
That lesson had come through loud and clear for Joe Kameen, the computer scientist turned painter, who's halfway through his master's program at IU.
In order to be a successful painter right now, painting is almost like a subcategory of what you really do, which is that you go to shows and you make connections and you write proposals and you get grants and you curate shows and you're filling all of these shoes, and that you have to kind of have a new persona that's best suited for all of these tasks.
Kameen's involvement in mounting a show at the Painting Center in New York this summer brought that lesson home. Inside Out, which showed at the Chelsea Gallery through August 9th, featured the 15 painters in the current MFA cohort.
Actually, going through that experience of being the proposal writer and then, you know, speaking with the artists and choosing their paintings for them, and then being the curator and hashing out the arrangement of the whole show, and then driving the paintings to New York and meeting the gallery staff and dealing with the hanging and going to the opening. It's all these separate little tasks that you need to be ready for all of them, and they aren't making paintings, but they are what being a painter is now.
Kameen and his grad school peers had pitched the show to the nonprofit Painting Center, a mainstay on the New York gallery scene for the last 2 decades, at the urging of their professor, Gabe Phipps.
When it began, I thought of it as something that might be a bridge between the Midwest and the East Coast. It might be a way to connect the grad painters here at IUB to the larger art world, and also a way for the larger art world to perhaps become attuned to what they're making here in Indiana. But then in the end, I think it became an opportunity for nuts and bolts education on top of some of the initial ideas that brought the show about.
The Painting Center project brought that nuts and bolts education about the job of being an artist to the center of Phipps curriculum, which, he concedes, tends to linger in the aesthetic realm.
I tend to focus on the creative process more than anything else. If the topic of life after art school comes up, I give them the unvarnished truth. But I guess my pedagogy is changing a little bit.
Incorporating professional training into the fine arts curriculum is happening across the board in the School of Fine Arts. In addition to the associate instructor training class all graduate students in fine arts are required to take, which introduces the rudiments of teaching, Betsy Stierat teaches the elective course Professional Skills for Artists, which focuses on such challenges as
going out and getting exhibits and getting your work out there and trying to sell it, and how do you price it, and how do you deal with opportunities that come along. I don't cover how to make a living as an artist because it's impossible to do that. No, I'm not saying it's impossible to make a living as an artist. It's not. It's just impossible to teach it because I would have to really become like a career center, and I'm really can't do that right now. What I do is I try to direct them to certain resources that they can look at to try to get jobs.
Professional practice is something that we value very highly, and it's a very important component of the contemporary art education.
Professor Arthur Liu is the director of the Hope School of Fine Arts.
You know, it's a competitive world now. Students with better portfolio, better track record, better resume would be more competitive in their graduate application as well as job application. So a professional practice nowadays doesn't start after you graduate. It has to start when you're in school. So it's something that a lot of our faculties emphasize in their curriculum.
Like the New York show Gabe Phipps encouraged his painting students to mount, Liu asserts that many faculty build the exhibition process into their courses, whether those shows are on campus, in Bloomington, or farther afield. Additionally, Liu suggests, students' professional prospects can grow simply through their connection to the Hope School's internationally pedigreed faculty.
Our faculty travel around the world and exhibit, so we have good connections. I think it's important for students to share that perspective and for us to share the resource and prospects for shows and professional practice.
Keep up every connection you have with everybody out there, whether they're a collector, whether they're an artist, whether they're your Aunt Mildred, and work really, really hard to maintain those things, because that's where the opportunities come from. It's all who you know now. It has nothing to do with how good you are. And there's a lot of great people out there, but if you don't know anybody, it's not going to happen for you.
For someone studying art in the Midwest, forging those connections can seem especially daunting. Do those connections have to be to New York or Los Angeles or Berlin?
I think it's essential.
Gabe Phipps.
The picture that so many of us have of the painter painting on the mountaintop is something that comes out of narratives like that of Vincent van Gogh's and Paul Cézanne and a number of other examples. And the truth is that almost all of those painters were part of an arts community before they withdrew to their respective mountaintops. And so I think as young artists, it's really important to be plugged into an art center of some kind for the quality of one's work and thought above all else. But of course, it's also important in terms of one's daily bread. It's where the money is. It's where the galleries are. It's where the museums are.
Arthur Liu has a slightly different view.
I think students should try all sorts of opportunities, both in major art centers around the world, as well as trying to make their environment better. You know, you could really enrich your own and many people's life's experience by creating exciting art events. I mean, it should be in their vision to create art experience that matters, no matter where.
Who knows? I'm young.
MFA painter Joe Kameen.
But I definitely feel like no matter what happens, art making will always be a sort of friend that will be there.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.